What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking with Kathleen in Paris, and Kathleen was telling us about her perception of the yellow vest or yellow jacket movement and how polarized the people of France seem to be over this issue. As of the last poll that I saw, 70% of the French people support the yellow vest. So, Kathleen, if you would sort of finish up your story.
Yes, you're right. Most of the ordinary people support the yellow jackets, and some of the people I've talked to even join them. For example, my bus driver, he said okay. That, you know, on Saturdays he goes over there. And but the thing that this guy was criticizing about the story of the police taking their helmets off was the headline on it implied that the police were in solidarity with the protesters and fraternizing and I mean I could see that was an assumption, not too much of a stretch. They burst into song.
No, on the video, it was pretty obvious. They were all being buddy-buddy.
I know. But somebody that's a, you know, hardcore Macron supporter can't see that, or they're going to buy into the slightest thing. It was hot, and they got on, you know, all these clothes, and they took off those helmets because they were hot.
Well, that
You're
would...
You're right.
I don't know about the French police, but I know here in the United States, that would be a violation of protocol, violation of the rules for which they could be fired. And, of course, there's, you know, also the possibility of if you do get into a confrontation and you're not wearing your helmet, you could get a crowbar, you know, upside of the head, and that would be a bad thing.
Yes, but then, you know, there's after that event, there was the many cases of the police obeying their orders, as he puts it, and tasing and gassing and water cannoning and that. But anyway,
yes.
So, but for in case you're worried about me, there's nothing like that near where I live, and I am
Good.
In the center. I am in the center of Paris. I'm in the 13th arrondissement, and but there's nothing around me. It's isolated in places like République and the Champs-Élysées. Okay, what I really wanted to talk about, what?
I was going to say, I'm very glad that you are safe. So you wanted to talk about one more thing?
Yeah, Corbett Report today had that guy, Mark Skidmore, who assisted Catherine Austin Fitz in finding the $21 trillion missing. And,
yes.
And it's a wonderful interview. Everybody, you have to go Corbett Report and listen to that. Now, Mark Skidmore and James Corbett agreed. I don't know enough about finance to have an opinion on this, but they both agreed that this is an existential threat to the United States, and why it's not the top story is a big mystery.
Well, it's an embarrassment to the government as a whole. I mean, look at what happened back in 2001, where Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld had to get up in front of a press conference and admit the Pentagon couldn't account for some $3 trillion. And it should have been the economic military scandal of the year, but the very next day, 9/11 happened. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, Rumsfeld basically got to skate clear on that one. It's not something they want the American people thinking about, especially when everybody's dealing with higher taxes, and then we find out the government's just losing the money.
But it's getting to be kind of in a lot of places you hear about this $21 trillion.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
It's like, well, one of Catherine Fitz's speculations is that it's gone to a space program. And another story that I heard was that this person found that elevator stock is booming, and because construction is not booming, you have to wonder why, who's using all these elevators? And the speculation, of course, is underground.
Well, I would buy underground, definitely. We know the government loves to burrow underground. We saw a lot of that when we were living in North Hollywood. And there have been some strange vibrations here where I'm wondering if there's some tunneling going on as well. That I would definitely buy. Space station, no. There are just too many amateur satellite watchers out there. They would spot a new object that wasn't on the existing charts, and it would be all over the various blogs about, you know, space and satellites and stuff. Underground, definitely yes. Or it could just be corruption and embezzlement, but it does show that the government is just very reckless with the spending. Now, the entire $21 trillion didn't go into the Pentagon. My understanding is the Pentagon has lost about $8 trillion, which is still a lot of money. It's more than the cost of all the wars over the last 17 years. But the rest of that $21 trillion is within the federal government itself. And,
now, HUD,
you know,
a lot of it went out through HUD.
Yes.
She can find where it went out. She just can't find where it went to. So I'm just telling you what she said. I don't understand anything about it myself. But so I think everybody should listen to Corbett Report. He's talking to the guy who really knows and is working with Catherine Austin Fitz on this. And,
well, it's definitely a big story. Anyway, Kathleen, I got to let you go. We're running short on time. We have to do a shout out to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. We're going to take one more phone call and then we're going to close the lines because I got a lot of news to get through today. So let's go to Rattlebone over in Colorado Springs. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Thank you so much for yourself and RBN. I called about 2 weeks ago telling you that my girlfriend and I joined FrontSites. And may I just advertise a little bit more today on something just fabulous that they sent me?
Sure.
They sent me a FrontSite Constitutional Defense Library of Liberty, which includes 10 DVDs, 2 workbooks, and over 15 hours of, quote, entertaining, empowering education across 29 historic locations. They sold this for $99, I believe, this midnight that will expire. It doesn't ever stop there with Dr. Piazza. He then credited my FrontSite account for $395. This can be spent in the FrontSite store for tactical pants, boots, bags, hats. You can even use it I think for camping out there or something like that. So my girlfriend bought a set because she's, you know, in San Jose and I'm here in Colorado Springs. So she's going to dispense the Library of Liberty over there, and I'm going to share with whatever with the new people I'm coming in contact with here. But it's just so marvelous. I just ask, please, your listeners, please join with the things you've been talking about this last hour, constitution-wise and protests and things. I think it's going to come down to a big thing, and this is why I came over to Colorado, is so I can learn more about the Second Amendment. And this is exactly what I'm so enthusiastic about coming out of California. So thank you, sir, for RBN. Thank you for you. You've got to always have a fabulous program, sir, and I'm very blessed to listen to you.
Thank you very much for the kind words, and a reminder to our listeners again that FrontSite promotion ends on December 31st. And so if you've been thinking about doing it, you better make a decision real quick here. Okay, so we're closing the phone lines and we're going to get into some news. We're talking about the various war zones. And apparently Turkey is ramping up its military preparations and propaganda campaign ahead of a potential attack on the Kurdish People's Protection Units, the YPG, in northeastern Syria. Now, the government of Syria is no more eager to have Turkey rummaging around their country than the government of Iraq. But on the other hand, on just yesterday, President Erdogan declared that the Turkish armed forces can start an operation any moment now in Syrian territory at any place, especially along the 500-kilometer border, without harming U.S. soldiers. Now, he recalled his demands that the Kurdish armed groups must leave the border region, first of all, the area of Manbij. If they don't go, we will send them. Now, during a speech at the Atlantic Council in Washington, D.C., U.S. Special Representative for Syrian Engagement James Jeffrey said that any offensive into northeast Syria by anyone is a bad idea. However, at the same time, he described the U.S. relations with the Syrian Democratic Forces, which mostly consist of YPG members, as tactical and transactional. In other words, the YPG is being supported by the United States. All right, so a lot of stuff going on over there in Syria. There have been sporadic clashes between the Syrian Arab Army and militants continuing in northern Hama. The situation in the northern region of Afrin is continuing to deteriorate, and the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces continue their operation against ISIS in the area of Hajin. Now, Russia is feeling that the Syrian situation is coming under control. There are some obvious last skirmishes out there. They have cut their military flights in Syria down to just 4 a week. Now, at the height of Russia's involvement of clearing out these militants, these jihadis, the U.S.-backed terrorists, they were flying 100 to 110 sorties per day. And now they're down to 2 to 4 per week, mostly for reconnaissance purposes. So, Russia is also calling on the United States to reconsider their strategy in Syria. And Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu was sharply criticized U.S. policy in Syria and offered direct talks on the framework of the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, which has been in force between the two countries since 1987, which, of course, you've probably heard, Donald Trump wants to pull out of it. And the situation in parts of eastern Syria, which is controlled by the U.S.-supported Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces, remains deeply disturbing. He accuses Washington of doing little or nothing to restore peace and help the devastated region recover from the long war, as coalition airstrikes continue to murder civilians. He noted that at least 1,500 civilians have been killed in recent months, while the Syrian Democratic Forces wiped out the last remaining pockets of ISIS resistance. So it's ugly. Now, here is an interesting article. This came out of the National Interest, and it's asking, when will Trump bring home the U.S. forces from Syria? This is coming from Lieutenant General Frank McKenzie, who's been nominated to head the U.S. Central Command, CENTCOM. And he's saying, I think we are very close to finalizing the physical destruction of the caliphate, meaning ISIS. And he says, it's time to bring these forces home and allow Syria and its neighbors to finish the job. Well, we know that's not going to happen. And he may, in fact, have just talked himself out of that job as head of Central Command, because the United States has announced they intend to stay in Syria indefinitely as a bulwark against the resurgence of ISIS. Actually, they want to be able to use Syria as a point of power projection into the rest of the Middle East, in particular Iran here. Now, Russia is looking to build a new shipyard in Syria's Tartus. And Deputy Minister of Defense Timur Ivanov said the Russian Ministries of Defense, Industry, and Trade are working on this project to build this shipyard in the Syrian port of Tartus. And basically, the agreement is to expand and modernize Russia's naval facility in the port, gives full immunity to Russian military personnel and their families, allowing Russia to deploy up to 11 warships at one time. TARDIS is Russia's only base in the Mediterranean Sea, so it makes sense they would want to build it up. All right. Now, the terrorists may be losing the war, but they're still getting rich here because satellite images taken by Russia are showing there are still tanker trucks belonging to the terrorist groups who are sucking out Syrian oil and smuggling it into Turkey and Iraq, and they're undercover from the U.S. Apparently, the Turkish government is the main consumer of petroleum smuggled by ISIS from Syria and Iraq. So it's complicated. All right, let's look at Israel. And a lot of stuff going on in Israel, all of it really, really bad. The Netanyahu government is stepping up collective punishment tactics in the West Bank, and they're pushing a bill to expel families of accused attackers. Now, this is collective punishment, which is illegal under international law. But again, Israel seems to feel international law does not apply to them. Now, Netanyahu is facing mounting pressure from his right-wing ultra-nationalist base. See, nationalism is good in Israel, just bad for everybody else. And so he's doubled down on these so-called deterrence efforts, instructing security officials to fast-track punitive home demolitions. And apparently over this last weekend, the family homes of two accused Palestinian assailants were destroyed, leaving their relatives who had nothing at all to do with the attacks homeless. On Saturday, Israeli forces conducted a massive raid on Ramallah's Al-Amari refugee camp that lasted more than 8 hours. The United Nations is saying that the Gaza Strip is facing an unprecedented humanitarian crisis impacting the livelihoods and access to essential services by its 2 million residents. And this crisis has been driven by over 11 years of an Israeli blockade and an unresolved internal Palestinian divide, exacerbated since March of 2018 by the massive increase in Palestinian casualties at those peaceful demonstrations taking place near the perimeter fence, as well as a limited escalation of hostilities. You can only push a people so far before they're going to break here. And let's do this, clearing a little technical glitch. Okay. So Netanyahu's delivering on his threats of collective punishment. And apparently since 2015, Israel has accelerated the demolitions of the family residences of Palestinians alleged to have attacked Israelis. Now, when you have Jewish perpetrators who attack Palestinians, their homes are never destroyed. It's a one-sided situation only. The International Observational Organization Temporary International Presence in Hebron has compiled the situation of Hebron City over the last 20 years into a single significant report. Now, according to an anonymous source who's read the report, speaking to Haaretz newspaper, the report reveals that Israel has been in severe and regular breach of a number of international and internal laws that they once vowed to uphold. Now, Hebron has been a contentious place, having been divided in two under the 1997 Hebron Protocol. The Palestinian Authority controls 80% of the city, and Israeli forces control the rest. Anyway. Apparently, Israeli forces opened fire on an ambulance. They were shooting, actually they shot first at a Palestinian vehicle, and then they fired on the ambulance that was just passing by. All right, we got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And aloha, aloha America. Had a little bit of a belch there. Speaking of Hebron, there's been an ugly incident there. This happened actually back on the 17th of November. And this woman, mother of 11 children, Ferial Abu Hakal, felt unwell and requested an ambulance from the Red Crescent. And of course, there are severe restrictions on movement imposed by the Israeli military. And she called to get the ambulance, and she called a few times. And finally, they said, we couldn't get the ambulance there, because every time the ambulance got close to the home, settlers had thrown rocks at it. I mean, come on, guys. The lady is 72 years old. She's not a threat. Israel is once again calling upon Germany to defund any organization that has a critical view of Israel. And Israel has asked Angela Merkel to stop funding the Jewish Museum in Berlin, among other institutions. And the reason behind the demand was the museum's exhibition on Jerusalem, which presents a Muslim-Palestinian perspective of the city. And the letter was sent directly to the Chancellor's Bureau and did not go through the Israeli embassy. And Merkel was also asked to defund other organizations that Israel claims are anti-Israel, which includes the Berlin International Film Festival, the pro-Palestinian Christian organizations, and the Israeli site 972 magazine, which receives funding from the Heinrich Boll Foundation. So they're really out there. Okay, article from originalantiwar.com, the conservative case for Palestine, and basically actually has one positive coming out of the legacy of George Herbert Walker Bush, in that he took a firm stance against Israel and was really trying to get Israel and Palestine to somehow get together. But we have Israel and their new friend Saudi Arabia just reshaping the Middle East. I mean, they're doing it in Yemen, and I've got to be very honest, I expect we're going to see something major both in Gaza and the West Bank. I mean, we have that messianic group that is saying, we'll just pay the Palestinians to move to Turkey and Britain and the United States. Of course, we're not going to pay for it. We get the Americans to do that. That's what they're for here. Now, the other day we had this story about a teacher, or actually a speech pathologist down in Texas, who refused to sign a loyalty oath to Israel and did not get her contract renewed because of that. She is now suing them, and I hope she wins. But apparently the courts are saying that laws targeting these Israel boycotts are in fact unconstitutional. And Thursday night, a federal court blocked Arizona from enforcing a law requiring state contractors to certify that they are not participating in boycotts of Israel. The court agreed with the ACLU that the law likely violates contractors' free speech rights under the First Amendment. And of course it does. Of course it does. So the judge, Diane J. Humatewa, has issued a preliminary injunction against the law. I think voters need to go on out and find out just who it was in their legislature who voted for this law, and make sure that they're voted out next time elections come around, because these are not Americans sitting in our legislatures. These are Israelis. No government can serve two masters, and a government or a politician that serves Israel cannot, does not, and will not serve the American people. And these laws prove that. They're literally undermining one of the most cherished rights American citizens have, the right of freedom of speech. Boycotts are a recognized form of peaceful protest, and they are protected by the First Amendment. And I think that we need to seriously start thinking about where our politicians' loyalties really lie, because they certainly don't lie with the American people. They don't lie with their constituents here. Now, not too long ago, Airbnb delisted rental units that were located in the illegal Israeli settlements in the occupied West Bank. Now, Israeli Tourism Minister Yariv Levin put up a Facebook post saying that Airbnb would not be implementing that decision. And he said it's a step in the right direction. Airbnb backed out. Airbnb has come on out with a statement saying no, that we're not reversing. Celebrate, celebrate, all right, got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Let's sing and shout. Let our voices ring.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're getting this story. And this actually appeared in the Australian media, but apparently U.S. airstrikes have killed 62 Somali terrorists. So apparently we're bombing Somalia now, and they did 6 airstrikes in the vicinity of Gandarsh in Somalia's south central Bana Adir province. And they're insisting that they did not kill any civilians whatsoever. And if you believe that one, I have some of Saddam's nuclear weapons to sell you. Now, a lot of people are still talking about Russia's sending these long-range bombers to Venezuela. And they're now training with Venezuela's Air Force to teach them how these bombers work. And apparently, according to TASS, Russia is going to establish a strategic air base on the Venezuelan island La Orchilla. And Russian sources are saying this is part of the backlash from Trump's abandonment of the intermediate range missile treaty with Russia. So, meanwhile, Brazilian, Paraguayan, and U.S. Marines are conducting combined training in central Brazil. They're calling it Operation Formosa, the largest exercise of the Brazilian Marines training cycle. The exercise brought together 1,700 service members from Brazil, Paraguay, and the United States to the Brazilian Army's Formosa training camp. So Operation Formosa seeks to maintain Marines' readiness capabilities. No, it looks like South America is about to become another conflict zone. Meanwhile, over in Saudi Arabia, journalist Turki bin Abdul Aziz Al-Jasser apparently has been tortured to death by the Saudi government. And apparently the reason they did it is that in his Twitter account, he disclosed rights violations committed by the Saudi authorities and the royal family. And I guess you're not allowed to do that in Saudi Arabia. Where is the outrage in our corporate media? Absolutely none. Now, if it was Syria that was torturing journalists to death, they'd make a big stink about it. But Saudi Arabia can kill journalists. They can even chop them up into little pieces. No big deal. No big deal. Speaking of Khashoggi, there was this Major General Ahmed al-Asiri. He is the former deputy chief of Saudi intelligence, and he was fired by Riyadh supposedly over the Khashoggi murder. In other words, he's the sacrificial lamb, one of many. But apparently, Wall Street Journal is saying that he made multiple trips to Israel that were supposed to be secret, talking about how Saudi Arabia could benefit from Israeli surveillance technology. And apparently, one of Salman's closest aides, Saud al-Qahtani, issued directives to the Saudi press to help soften Israel's image and was also involved in Riyadh buying this spyware from Israel. All right, let's talk about our domestic politics. There's a lot going on here, and we're going to start here with Michael Flynn. This morning's supposed sentencing hearing apparently got quite contentious. The sentencing has been delayed. The next court appearance will be all the way out in March. And I remember seeing some commentators on Fox News who were saying, you know, is the judge going to have the courage to acknowledge that this clearly was entrapment, that the lie that they caught Flynn in was not a material lie. It was of no significance whatsoever. But apparently Sullivan has received his marching orders. And at one point he called Flynn a traitor. Then he backed off and apologized for that. So apparently the judge said to Flynn and his lawyers, don't read too much into the question. But apparently the judge is going to take more time to offer more cooperation with authorities, meaning they want him to basically say what they want him to say as part of the effort to get Trump. Now, here's where it gets interesting. Judge Sullivan had demanded all of the FD 302 documents regarding the original interview with Flynn, because the one that was actually submitted, the one that was used to go to the FISA court, had been written something like 6 months after the interview. It was a recollection of a recollection, which of course opens up the possibility that a lot of it was a work of fiction. And the FBI does fictionalize those FD 302s. That was one of the first things that I found that made it clear there was a cover-up in the murder of White House Deputy Counsel Vincent Foster. So last Friday was the deadline for the FBI to turn over those documents to the court, and they didn't. They basically came on in and said, well, we're sorry, they're lost, we can't find them. And if I were Judge Sullivan, I would feel like the FBI had just flipped me the bird. Now, there's an article over at Bloomberg saying that Michael Flynn is owed an apology, and I agree with this. And they say, you know, back in early 2017, everybody was screaming Michael Flynn was a traitor. The Democrats were still stinging from their defeat at the hands of Donald Trump. And they were pushing this Trump-Russia collusion thing. And General Flynn was a retired three-star, was forced to resign after serving less than a month as Trump's national security advisor. And he was accused of colluding with Russians during the presidential transition. And for this, he was defamed as a Russian agent, mocked as a bumbling Benedict Arnold. Former officials of the Barack Obama administration hinted Flynn had been compromised. As it turns out, none of this was true. It was just being made on up. Some of the accusations regarding Flynn don't even check out. He went to this city to arrange a payment, and his passport shows no, it's never been there. Alan Dershowitz was out there saying that Mueller has nothing on Trump. He's just trying to destroy the president's public image. Now, Trump himself over on Twitter is out there claiming that these missing 19,000 Strzok texts would have exposed the hoax behind the Mueller probe. And understandably, he's upset. Frankly, former FBI Director James Comey, in my mind, is guilty of destruction of evidence. There's actually a provision in Title 18 regarding destruction of evidence in federal investigations. But he's admitted erasing Strzok's phone, and Lisa Page's phone was deleted by somebody else inside the Bureau. That's obstruction of justice. Now, here is my question. Nothing that's written on a computer ever really goes away. Does the NSA have those missing 19,000 texts? And if they do, is this a repeat of when they came on over and said they had all of Hillary's missing emails? And the director of the FBI said, not interested. James Comey said, no, that'll just confuse things. We don't need those. Lindsey Graham is continuing to press the Inspector General of the Department of Justice, Michael Horowitz, for additional information about the August 15th, 2016 meeting between three individuals in the office of the former Deputy Director of the FBI, Andrew McCabe. And according to released text messages, FBI agents Peter Strzok, the effective head of the Clinton email investigation at the time, and Lisa Page were in attendance along with a third individual identified only as Andy. Well, since it was Andrew McCabe's office, I think it's a safe bet that's who they're talking about. And so Lindsey Graham wants to find out more about that and what was going on. Now, the Yahoo reporter who first broke the news of the Steele dossier, which was used to go to the FISA court to get warrants to surveil Trump's aides, is saying its claims are largely false. It's completely made up here. And again, there's all of these phony things. The dossier said that Michael Cohen traveled to Prague to make a payment to Russian hackers during the 2016 presidential campaign. But Michael Cohen's passport shows he's never been to Prague. It was all completely made up. It was a huge whopper of a lie. And you need to remember this dossier was created by British ex-spy Christopher Steele and funded by the firm Fusion GPS, which was retained by the Democratic National Committee and the Hillary Clinton presidential campaign. Okay. Now, the Justice Department is loaded for bear. Actually, they're loaded for Trump. And they're basically saying they're targeting the presidency of Donald Trump. And this is all coming from Robert Mueller and Rod Rosenstein. We're going to get him one way or the other. And basically, they're now seeking to criminalize Trump's extracurricular activities with American women, Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal, which I think is a signal that Mueller really didn't find anything behind the Russian collusion story. So now they're out for blood. But here is the thing. As immoral as Trump's behavior may have been, there's nothing illegal about it. He didn't force himself on them. They were willing partners. They gave consent. And then Donald Trump basically arranged to purchase the rights to their stories, which is how story rights are acquired by motion picture studios and publishing houses and so forth. And it's not uncommon for somebody to buy the rights to a story and then just put it on a shelf someplace. There's nothing illegal about that either. But they're going to just drag Trump's picadillos through the corporate media one more time, just for good measure. Now, this is a little bit scary. Over at MSNBC, Chris Matthews yesterday said that President Donald Trump could resign as part of a deal with special counsel Robert Mueller in the coming weeks. Matthews is saying that Donald Trump Jr. and Ivanka Trump could be the next dominoes to fall in the investigation and could face prosecution and possible prison time. And then Chris Matthews went on to speculate, what if the prosecutor were to offer the president an alternative? We're going to let the kids walk if the old man does the same. They're just saying, give up the presidency and there'll be acquittals all around for everybody. And then Chris Matthews went on to say, Trump may have to take a page out of the book of former Vice President Spiro Agnew, who resigned in 1973 as part of a deal with prosecutors to avoid prison time in a tax evasion case. Well, that's not exactly the whole story. Spiro Agnew was targeted to get him out of the vice presidency so that Nixon could get Gerald Ford in. And the reason was simple. There were pronounced links from the Watergate scandal to the JFK assassination. That's why Nixon resigned. He didn't dare risk actually being on the floor of Congress and having somebody ask why, when the polls so heavily favored his reelection, did they feel it necessary to raid the Democratic headquarters at the Watergate Hotel. Well, the Watergate Hotel had photographs of the three tramps from Dealey Plaza, and two of them had been identified as Frank Sturgis and E. Howard Hunt, and either they were going to use them to destroy Nixon during the coming election, or they could have used him to blackmail him. That's why E. Howard Hunt actually led the raid. It was his rear end on the end. So Nixon needed to protect those links, and he knew he could count on Gerald Ford, who had been a member of the Warren Commission, to keep all those secrets, to keep things hidden, which is exactly what Ford did. When he took office, he issued pardons all around and said, our long national nightmare is over. And that was it. End of story. Over at Fox News, Andrew Napolitano predicted that President Trump will be speaking soon to special counsel Robert Mueller one way or another. Now, you know that Rudy Giuliani, Trump's lawyer, is saying over his dead body, meaning Rudy's. And Napolitano warned Trump that if he doesn't submit to an interview, he'll be facing a grand jury. Now, Napolitano told Fox News anchor Shepard Smith, if Trump agrees to an interview, his legal team would be with him. They could stop, leave the room, and confer after every single question. That's a deal that Michael Cohen didn't get. They didn't even tell him it was a real interview. It almost seems like Fox and Napolitano are turning against Trump. But the news does get worse. Apparently, up in New York, the Donald J. Trump Foundation has agreed to dissolve itself amid allegations from the New York Attorney General's office that it engaged in a shocking pattern of illegality. But New York Attorney General Barbara Underwood announced that her office will continue to pursue its lawsuit against the foundation. What about that Clinton Foundation? Can you see the selective prosecution that's going on here? Now, Tom Fitton over at Judicial Watch, when he was testifying before the House Oversight Committee, said the Clinton Foundation scandal is a State Department scandal. It is an FBI scandal. It is a Department of Justice scandal. It is a foreign potentate scandal. I'm sorry, I got the hiccups. It is a shady corporation scandal, and it's a government transparency scandal. And for all the things that were revealed in that House Oversight Committee, I haven't seen any indication anybody's going to take any action. They are really, really terrified of the Clintons. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. L5.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just telling you what great products you have. I could use this about once a week, maybe once a month, ten years ago, after I had congestive heart failure. And me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show again. Now, Dinesh D'Souza is claiming that she got to read, he got to read Michelle Obama's college thesis at Princeton University and described it as illiterate and incoherent. Yeah, it is a she. And basically said some of the most powerful people in the world are not as smart as they seem. Well, the whole point of a political campaign or a political life is deception, of crafting this facade for the public to see. And it's always going to be made to look as positive as possible in all ways. Bob Dole, remember Bob Dole? He used to describe himself in the third person when they were talking about how he was going to present during rallies and speeches. You know, Bob Dole wouldn't do this. You know, Bob Dole would do. Nixon did the same thing. So, and I have to agree. I mean, after watching our federal government and its leadership over the last going on quarter of a century now, I'm not impressed with the quality of thinking that's coming out of Washington, D.C. There are very, very few people there who really seem to have all the marbles. They just sort of go on their first impulse. All right, let's talk about the economic war here. The rhetoric with the trade war with China is escalating. And apparently in a major speech, Xi Jinping basically said, no one is in a position to dictate reform to the Chinese. So he's digging in his heels, basically sending a signal. And he called for his country to stay the course and just weather the hardships. And China's economy is showing the strains of the tariff war, as is our own here. Okay, the stock markets ended slightly up today. They started very high, went deep into the red. Plunge protection team or something basically got them just slightly back into the green at the close of the market. But overall, the stock market is on track for the worst December since the Great Depression. That's how bad it really is. Now, Ron Paul is sounding the warning that if there is a 50% correction in the market, and that is not unrealistic given the degree to which it's overvalued, that it will spark depression-like conditions that may even be worse than what happened after 1929. So be prepared. Corporate America has given out a record $1 trillion in stock buybacks. This is what corporate America did with the GOP tax cuts. They started buying back their own stocks. Okay, we're going to take a break for station identification. We'll be back. We're going to open the phone lines now when we've already got callers on the line. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.